This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you really concerned about what is really going on in your local community, about those totalitarians that are running around in your community? Well, I am too, and you should be also, because, you know, it starts at the local level that the totalitarians really want to take hold, and they do. If you let them, if you're not vigilant, if you're sort of being fat and sassy, so to speak. Anyway, we have a few problems ahead of us, and one of the things, I guess you could say, this is a special alert here by Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Red Smith, and Red, of course, is a contributor here on Agenda 21 Radio and also Shasta Lantern. But truth be known, that Red actually is an accountant and watches a big financial transaction and has been doing a great job of reporting these things. Red, we have a certain situation going on right now that may be actually the beginning of the financial meltdown that everybody has been talking about.
Everybody's been talking about.
Except for the mainstream media.
Yeah, mainstream media, mainstream stockbrokers, mainstream stock analysts and stock advisors on TV. For those of us that have been in the know, our eyes have been on Deutsche Bank for some time. We've known that Deutsche Bank out of Germany, that's Germany's largest bank, is in trouble. We knew that they were facing financial difficulty. We know that they are one of the main linchpins in the world market. They are the main linchpin in the European Union. But not until the last couple of days did we understand the depth of the problem. But Deutsche Bank, over the last 2 days, and especially today, is hemorrhaging. It looks like they're going to go the way of the dodo and Lehman Brothers and collapse out. which will absolutely cascade into the European Union, into the European stock market, which it already started to do at the close of business today, and could potentially lead to the collapse of the European Union, which would, to say the least, be catastrophic for the world economy.
Now, the big question is, this is something that has been going on for a long time, and as I understand it, it's Deutsche Bank and the Germans who have been really putting together, keeping together the European Union. There's a number of trading issues that go on. Apparently, Deutsche Bank has been engaging in, and the Germans have been engaging in financing a lot of their own products that they sell overseas, which is, of course, added to the debt that they have, obviously to the cascading effect. This is really one of the big reasons, I believe, that Nigel Farage worked so diligently to bring the Brexit about, which is the exit of Great Britain out of the EU.
He's about to look like the smartest guy on the planet.
There you have it. There you have it. And, of course, this is what we've been talking about on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, it also spills over into other things when you start considering his consideration for what's happening here. Borders are very, very important. You have Donald Trump talking about borders, very, very important. And you also have a guy by the name of Mark Baird talking about borders in California, very, very important with the state of Jefferson.
Well, a lot of those things and ideals that were so important for so long are about to be brought back to the forefront, and a lot of people are going to get a crash course in finding out why they're important.
Well, and again, I say that the three top most important people right now to this country, Nigel Farage from Great Britain, Donald Trump, and Mark Baird, because they understand the value of borders and sovereignty, and with sovereignty, we would be able to prevent something like this, obviously. I'm just throwing it out philosophically. But let's get back into the Deutsche Bank thing, because this is going to have a huge impact upon what's happening here in the United States in the next couple of weeks.
Well, as you brought up, borders are going to become supremely important, because as things begin to collapse on a global scale, if you were a refugee in North or South America and your country was going under, where would you go?
Right here, of course.
In the United States. In the floods and the droves.
Right.
But getting back to Deutsche Bank, as you said, it has been Germany that is desperately trying to hold the European Union together with duct tape and sovereign debt. And it's been a failing system. We knew it was going to fail. The Germans have been forcing Deutsche Bank to loan money to other countries so that they could buy German products, while at the same time having to loan money to the companies that are making German products because they can't afford to make them. So you've got a German company that can't afford to make products and need a loan to make products that you're selling to a company, to a country you had to loan money to because they couldn't afford to buy them, and everybody's surprised that this model doesn't work economically. And it's very telling, but we didn't know how badly Deutsche Bank was leveraged. Right now, their debt burden is five times what everyone else's debt burden was in 2008. If you take everybody that collapsed in the 2008 collapse and totaled up all of the debt of Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, all those guys that went under, AIG, if you added all of those up and multiplied it by five, you would have the current debt service of Deutsche Bank.
So, you know, basically what we have here is a repeat of what we've seen in 2008.
It's worse.
It's trillions of dollars worse as opposed to billions, because we're talking about $1 trillion the last time. Now we're talking multiples of a trillion.
We're comparing a 22 rifle to a thermonuclear weapon.
Right. There you go.
It's kind of an economic extinction event.
Right. Right, right. You know, this is the thing that that has worried most everybody, is that would we see a repeat in 8 years from what we saw, 8 years ago with the Obama administration? And again, people have been saying this for months, and if not years, that there's a big bubble that's out there. This is the bubble that's going to burst before the election. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. It's the election that in which Obama is going to be leaving. I find it.
It's all right, Paul, because it'll still be Bush's fault.
That's right. This is going to be Donald Trump's fault, and he's not even in office.
Exactly.
You know, if he gets to be elected, it's going to be blamed on him. But, you know, I think there might be something to what I'm saying because of obviously the manipulation of the markets here is going to play a big role. We know that George Soros has got to be somewhere involved in this. But the bigger issue is they've been hiding facts and figures. This is Deutsche Bank from their investors, from the government, from the whole world, haven't they?
Well, they absolutely have. And there's been a couple of huge tells out of Deutsche Bank. We've actually taken to calling them Douche Bank the last couple of months. The first one was last month is they had one of their major holders call in their gold. Okay, Deutsche Bank issues gold bonds. You know, we're holding this much gold in service for you. You can redeem your bonds for gold bullion.
Right.
Well, one of their major investors called in their gold, and Deutsche Bank refused to provide it to them, which caused a rush of several other investors to call in their gold bonds, at which time Deutsche Bank refused to honor their
so they were out of gold.
Their gold bonds.
They couldn't back it.
They still have not backed it.
Okay, hang on. We got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Red Smith because it looks like the financial collapse that everybody is talking about is going to start picking up steam now with Deutsche Bank leading the way. Funny how the Germans led the way in the 1930 with the Weimar Republic, and now in 2016, knocking at the door again. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Watch out. You might get what you're after. Cool babies. Space bananas, space.
Well, burning down the house is apparently what's happening right now with Deutsche Bank, which is basically the main bank, the King Kong sized bank of the European Union. And this is something that people have been watching for quite some time. What's going to happen to Deutsche Bank and, of course, all the tentacles that it has out there? It's going to have a huge impact on us. And in the last segment, we were talking about the value of what Deutsche Bank is and, of course, the hiding of gold. And I remember this is a couple of months ago. Deutsche Bank, people were calling for their gold that Deutsche Bank would have on deposit. And Deutsche Bank was not giving it to them. And I think that was really the first clue, wasn't it, Red?
Well, it is. And by our estimates, we believe that Deutsche Bank and others have oversold their gold reserves by about 1,000%. That means if you had $100 worth of gold, then Deutsche Bank has sold bonds and certificates for $100,000 worth of gold. They don't have it.
Well, you know, this is something that actually you and Mark Kent, if I recall, months ago, talked about. That banks were overselling their gold.
Almost a year ago, we caught wind of the fact that fractional reserve lending is when a bank takes $100 of your money, loans out $90, and says, oh, we still have your $100 plus the $90 that we're going to loan out plus the interest.
Right.
That's fractional reserve lending. It's what's led to our crisis because they never count on everybody coming to get all their money at once. They carried that program over to gold and said, let's start doing fractional reserve lending on our gold supply. And that's exactly what you're seeing now.
Now, there's a couple of things that are spin off on this whole gold thing and this fractional reserve. This is a lot like, what are those financial instruments called that when people want to extend more of their money out there and they have assets that they double up on their assets or quadruple on their assets. What's the
like when you go for a second or third mortgage?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. But it's even worse because whereas on that you're taking out a second and third loan on the asset, they never had the asset to begin with.
Right.
It's fictional. And a lot of people are looking around and going, well, how can this be? How is this happening? The stock market's been through the roof. Dow Jones is up. Everything's great. But what they're not looking at is underneath the surface is the reason that the Dow Jones is up. The reason that the stock market is doing so well is because these companies, these corporations that are doing so great, are borrowing money left and right from the Federal Reserve Bank, and they are using that to buy up their own shares to drive up the price. It's fake.
Right, it's fake. And, you know, the thing is that there's other places where this is being done, like in real estate. And one of the things that was a spinoff from the Sandy Hook Newtown situation was the research that one of my researchers, and by the way, I cannot divulge the person's name, that deep researcher, we involved a number of people here on Agenda 21 Radio to expose the Sandy Hook shooting hoax. But in the hoax, we discovered that a lot of properties in Newtown, Connecticut, in particular, would exchange hands 25 times a month. In other words, there would be an opening and closing of an escrow 25 times in a month. And, of course, you know, you kind of have to wonder, how does that happen to one particular property? But you realize it's not just one month. It's not one property in a month. It's dozens, hundreds in a month. What's up
with
that?
Well, we've actually got to looking into that. Since you presented that to us, we've started looking around at things. And what we've found is that is heavily true in the United States commercial real estate market. Places like strip malls, shopping malls, large commercial areas. And what you have is you have this mall that is purchased by entity X, by company X. And it is immediately sold to company Y at interest. Which it's immediately sold to company A at interest, which then it's immediately bought back by company X at interest, and they're using the interest to inflate their balance sheets, and we're still talking about the same piece of property.
That's what they're doing. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting.
It's theft.
Well, it's absolutely theft, and it's kind of interesting, and we have brought this forward about Newtown, is that the vast majority of large properties in Newtown is owned by Warren Buffett companies.
Well, there's a lot of people that are responsible, and if you follow the webs and the tentacles, it comes down to the same individuals, and one of the big ones sitting at the head of the table is Deutsche Bank. That is why this is so vital that people understand the depth of what happens if Deutsche Bank goes under. Okay, we're talking about an initial detonation, not a total detonation, but an initial detonation five times the size of the total of 2008. That's the beginning of this thing. Deutsche Bank is down 56% of what they were. They've lost 7% on top of that just today and yesterday. Okay, now we were talking about a couple of the big tells with Deutsche Bank. One was the refusal to return gold that was owed to their creditors. The other one is they were just hit by the Department of Justice with a $14 billion fine for their part of the mortgage-backed securities crisis in 2008. Now, they were hit with this fine, and this is a statement from Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank has no intent to settle these potential civil claims anywhere near the number cited.
Oh my God.
They don't have the money. They don't have $14 billion in reserve to pay. These guys are mortgaged for trillions of dollars, and you've got to remember that it's the Germans that are floating the Greek debt. It's the Germans that are floating the Crete debt. It's the Germans that are floating the Italian and the Portuguese debt, and that's Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank goes, all of those that are hanging on by their fingernails are going now. Now, we're facing a similar crisis on our side of the pond with Goldman Sachs and Oppenheimer over the Puerto Rican debt. Oppenheimer and Goldman Sachs are mortgaged to the hilt in Puerto Rican debt. Puerto Rico has defaulted twice. They're about to default again, and those bonds are coming back, and the margin call for Goldman Sachs and Oppenheimer are coming due. They've got to pay the bill. They don't have the money for it. Their mortgage tripled the value of their assets. Now, you've heard about too big to fail.
Right.
Any one of these incidents is too big to save. There's not enough in the cupboard to save any of these institutions. And they're all going to hit the pavement at the same time.
So a time frame for this to start happening, because obviously I'm starting to read some headlines here that so far, at least with Yahoo, they haven't posted any losses off of DBank. They're showing that their stock is sitting at $11.91.
Which is 56% what it should be. They are at their lowest level since 1992.
So, you know what? I'm looking at a one-day trend. I'm sorry. I'll have to bump it up here to go to, let's say, a 10-year. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 It's bad.
It's really bad. And
I'm looking really at the,
for those
the
of
only...
you that don't know what I'm doing, I'm on the Yahoo Finance page, and I'm doing some fact-checking. Hello, Lester Holt. I'm doing real fact-checking here, Lester. And I'm looking at the numbers from January 1st, 2008. They were up to 100, almost 140, it looks like. And today, they've really dropped. They were up at $50 just a couple of months ago, and now they're down to $11.91.
It's nothing.
That's terrible.
It's nothing. And it's not just the Deutsche Bank investors that are going to take it in the shorts. It's everything that Deutsche Bank is currently touching. And everything that Deutsche Bank is touching is going to go under, and anything that's touching them is gonna get it. It's like the anti-Midas virus.
Now, one of the things that if a given bank or entity has gold-backed securities for itself, how can it separate itself from DBank? And actually, we're coming up on a break, but that's a question for the next side. Are there any entities out there that can protect themselves? And then, of course, as the contagion spreads, what happens here in the United States? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here from Brett Smith. The financial collapse, time to get your survival food in order. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
keys on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about Deutsche Bank and the collapse of Deutsche Bank and the contagion that's going to follow. And we're right on front of this, out in front of it, because this is news that's happening as we speak right now, and it happens to be a Tuesday afternoon that everything's closed in the United States, but you've got the European markets that will open up. Actually, the Asian markets will be opening up, and we should be checking those. But, Red, we were talking about in this this chain of events for banks that will collapse, will there be banks along the road that will have gold assets that will have protect their own assets and their own status?
There may be. I don't know, even with holding gold reserves, what banks will be able to weather this storm. There may be a few nations and governments capable of weathering the storm based on their gold reserves. But I don't know, as an individual bank, that there's a large enough entity to weather this. There's not a big enough boat for the wave that's coming.
Right. I mean, in the nation, you're talking not $1 billion. You're not talking $500 billion. You're talking not
trillions.
A trillion. You're talking multiples of a trillion. How many?
Well, the initial cascade just out of Deutsche Bank is estimated at about $20 trillion. That's the first pebble. And then as that cascades, that debt will pick up the other debt in the path of the wave, and that'll pick up the debt within the path of that wave, and it'll escalate out from there. So it'll continue to cascade out. The question now is the next 72 hours are going to be very telling. Do they put a tourniquet on it? Do they let the blood flow? Is there anybody that can put a tourniquet on it? Because Merkel herself has said the German government will not bail out Deutsche Bank. They will see no bailout from the citizens or the taxpayers of Germany. They have not taken the option of a bail-in off the table. Now, for those that don't understand, a bailout is when the government massively subsidizes a banking system, pours taxpayer money and sovereign debt into the bank to float it hopefully long enough for the ship to correct itself, get through the wave, build it back up, and repay the government. Unfortunately, most of the banks are still doing that from 2008. Now, a bail-in is completely different, where the assets of the institution, the people that are invested in Deutsche Bank, that have deposits on Deutsche Bank, will lose a portion or all of their holdings to Deutsche Bank to float it. The creditors of Deutsche Bank will basically be told, sorry, nobody's going to pay the bill, deal with it. And the cascade of that will be catastrophic as well. The German government absolutely knew this was coming. We knew it was coming. We didn't know when. We didn't know how bad. But in a statement 6 months ago, Angela Merkel told the German citizens, be prepared for this. Have cash on hand. Have food supplies on hand. Be ready and prepared for a national emergency. Well, that national emergency is Deutsche Bank.
Here it is. Yeah, and she knew it too. And, of course, nothing was shared for preparation purposes except for her own people speaking in generalities. And, of course, we've been watching and seeing that there's going to be some inevitable financial collapse that's going to have to happen. And it's, you know, with the worldwide economy the way it is, and, of course, the dollar being the reserve currency, we've been printing dollars like crazy, which has been propping up our stock market, which is one of the reasons everybody's been so fat and sassy, basically, thinking they're, everything's, you know, coming up roses under
it's
Obama.
It's all debt-based.
Debt-based and phony debt-based. And when I think we actually pointed out a couple of ways in which they're doing it, one with gold and then one with real estate. Those are phony avenues to accumulate wealth, obviously. I guess the big question is, how long is it going to take to get to the United States? And what's going to be the implication here in the United States in really the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks?
Well, a lot of that depends on how fast the cascade begins. And that's not a question that's easily answered, because a lot of that comes down to how fast does the public pick up on what's going on? What's the public's reaction? How fast do they begin to panic? What's the fallout? So that's the variable. I think that we could start seeing fallout of this early as next week, but I would say probably 2 weeks at the outside. The next 72 hours, as I said, are going to be very telling. It's going to be very telling when the Asian markets open here in a few short hours, about 8 hours, and the ones to watch are going to be the Chinese and the Japanese. The Japanese and the Bank of Tokyo, the Bank of Japan, are similarly mortgaged to the hilt and have been dumping money in and dumping debt in to float their economy. The Japanese are more than likely the first to go in the Asian economy, and they're the ones that float most of everything in Pan-Asia and the Oceanic region. Japan goes, Asia goes. The only ones capable of possibly weathering that storm are the Chinese. And the perfect storm that's building is Friday. You have the IMF vote on the world reserve currency, where the United States dollar could lose its standing as a world reserve currency, and the Chinese yuan entered as a world reserve currency, which would be a catastrophic shift for us.
Well, and of course, that's what the Chinese have been banking on, because the Chinese have been buying up gold like crazy.
Yes, they have.
And so have elements of the government of Indonesia, which have connections to the old Japanese Nazi gold.
And there's a lot of people that are in the know that are looking at this at the wrong way. A lot of people have looked at the financial crisis and have said, oh, this is just a tool of the one world government. They've planned this. This is a planned default. This is a step down de-escalation, pushing us towards a world currency. No, it's not. they actually thought this was going to work. They actually stupidly believed what they were doing was going to support the world economy, and they have lost containment on the reactor.
Well, and their containment is they were betting on gold, and they were betting that somebody had gold that they didn't have. And it was
Well, that's a very good question is who does have the gold? Because everybody that's been selling it sure doesn't. But somebody's got it. So that is a good question is where is the gold? You have a statement at the beginning of the year that absolutely floored me. I could not believe that this came out of a human being's mouth, let alone a finance minister. But it was late January, early February. The finance minister of Canada was bragging about how they had sold all of the nation's gold reserves to flush their country with liquid capital. Okay. He at that time stated that the Canadian gold reserve was 75 ounces. 75 ounces for the entire nation. But not to worry, because they were backed by the sovereign U.S. dollar. I about swallowed my own tongue when I heard that. These people actually believed what they were doing was going to work. So the people that are looking at this, that this is a planned event, and that there's some underlying plan and escape hatch for this, no, there's not.
Well, and you know, this is a very interesting scenario because, as you were saying, how much in gold reserves did they have in Canada?
75 ounces.
75 ounces. Wow,
75 ounces of gold.
That's really
terrifying.
That's terrifying, right? The Keynesians just love that sort of thing. You know, the situation, and of course, this is Keynesian economics at its blustery worst. But you know, the thing is, like you said, they actually thought it was going to work. Now, it's not going to work. I guess the question is, what's going to happen? And when we come back, we're coming up to a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have to answer that question about what in the world is going to happen, because this is not going to be pretty, ladies and gentlemen. If you're talking about trillions of dollars, not billions, but trillions of dollars, this is definitely going to affect us. And it's, you know, the confluence of things that are happening, because when we come back, we're also going to talk about what's going to happen with the internet. Not only do we have the IMF meeting, but we have the internet. Is it going to go away for the United States by October 1st? By President Barack Hussein Obama. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, let's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking to Red Smith about the financial collapse that's going on right now at Deutsche Bank, which is going to become a contagion, and contagion that's going to affect the United States of America. Is this the big financial collapse that we've all been worrying about? And it looks like this is actually the tip of the iceberg. Kind of convenient that so many things seem to be coming together here at the end of September, beginning of October. You have after last night's debate, in which it looks like Donald Trump is certainly going to hold his own as a presidential candidate to Hillary Rodham Clinton, with her lies being further exposed. It clearly is an opportunity for the globalists to take a look around and say, wait a minute, what have we done? And it's also, as Red was pointing out to us before the end of the last segment, the globalists thought they could actually pull this off. And as it turns out, the basics and the fundamentals of good old finance 101 prevail, and it looks like we're going to have ourselves quite a huge financial crisis, Red.
It does look that way. We've known that the financial crisis was looming. We've watched the bubbles being inflated. We've watched the similar repeats of 2008. I mean, to anybody that's really been paying attention, it's not a surprise. The question has always been is, when do we hit the event horizon? Where's the point of no return? And that watershed moment is probably going to be Deutsche Bank. We had a couple of potential customers for, you know, who's going to kick the dominoes over, and it looks like it's going to be Deutsche, as they are failing. They're being called to task by the Department of Justice. They're denying returning deposits to their creditors. They're down 56% of their valuation. As you said, some years ago they were at almost 140 euros. They're down to $10 or 1046 euros. And Deutsche Bank has its finger in almost every global pie there is. And everybody else that is leveraged to the hilt based on being floated by Deutsche Bank debt is going to hit the pavement with them.
Let's talk about the Clinton Global Initiative and, you know, this whole thing with Hillary Rodham Clinton as Secretary of State selling off all the assets of the United States of America. This obviously has some sort of role in that, in my opinion.
Well, I've got a couple of thoughts on that. And the first thing is if you know that currency is not going to be worth anything, what is the one asset that you can hold that will always retain its value? And that's land. That's resources. The people that are holding the title to the land and the resources are going to be doing very well in a debt collapse. And as for the Clintons selling the wealth of America, I must have missed that memo, and I invite whoever they sold it to come and try and take it.
Well, and again, that's going to be, you know, we're talking about things like Uranium One playing on the Harney County thing. I mean, come on, give me a break. You know, this is one of the reasons why the Bundys have sacrificed what they've sacrificed. And by the way, the autopsy report, the final forensic report, is in on Lavoie Finicum. And by the Jeanette Finicum, his wife, will be a guest at the Liberty Tour on October 28th and 29th, and I have not seen the report yet, and I guess, Red, you have kind of looked over this. And everybody's saying, well, Paul, why'd you pull this out of your hat? We're talking about D-Bank. It's all related, ladies and gentlemen. The Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, all this is related because they were selling fixed assets in the United States to China, to Turkey, to individual investors such as Tom Steyer, such as Jerry Brown, such as Bill Gates, TerraPower, Uranium One. All these were assets that are our domain in the United States of America, owned by the people of the United States of America. They have been selling as sureties for debt that's outstanding by the United States, which, in my opinion, cannot be legal. It cannot be legal, and clearly, I have a feeling that if a certain president is elected, no one's going to honor those.
Well, again, like I said, I invite whoever thinks that they're going to come take America's land and resources, come try and get it.
Right, right. It's just not going
to
happen.
But what the world is about to wake up to is we have not been the victim of incompetent government. We have not been the victim of socialism. We have not been the victim of communism. We have been the victim of a global criminal conspiracy.
Correct. That's what, and again, you know, I read, and we kind of went through this together painstakingly, and the realization of the scale, the magnitude of this criminal cabal in the world that involves so many governments and so many individuals, such as the Clintons are the classic, quite frankly, in my opinion, if you take a look at the amount of money the Clintons have yielded from this deal, all these dealings that's been going on, they've really only just scratched the surface in terms of commissions, if you will, for sales and lease agreements and so on with the United States. I think they got nothing. But in perspective to everything else, I mean, what about TerraPower? TerraPower by Bill Gates, which has all the thorium on the planet. Thorium, hello, that's trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars worth of assets.
Well, it is. When you look at thorium and you look at the push by the United Nations and the globalist agenda and the climate control groups that are pushing thorium as the wave of the future of sustainable energy, you certainly want to be the guy that's holding the patents on the reactors and the assets to build those reactors. And that's TerraPower and Bill Gates.
And then you have Uranium One. And, of course, it all comes together there in Harney County in Burns, Oregon, and it's quite an amazing set of circumstances that are going on. Absolutely amazing, and we're going to be dealing with this for the foreseeable future. Quickly, what do people need to be doing right now, this day, a week out, or 2 weeks out from a collapse?
Well, these are things that people should be doing anywhere. Have food on hand. Have water on hand. Have an alternative power supply. Make sure that there's fuel in your vehicles. These are things that you should do anyways. And keep your eye on what's going on, especially over the next 72 hours. It's going to be very telling what's going to happen, how quickly it'll cascade, if they're able to tourniquet the cascade and buy another couple of months or not. I don't think they're going to be able to.
Well, listen, Red, thanks a lot. I know you got a lot to do right now, and we'll be staying in touch with you. And let's just all keep the faith and remember to stay strong. Thanks a lot, Red Smith.
Thank you.
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, let's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com. And by the way, the crisis is coming. And I think we're kind of spelling it out here. This has been breaking news the last 2 hours. You've been listening with Red Smith and Chris Street. And get prepared. Really, this is the time now to get prepared. Get the things that you need to survive at least for a good 30 days. And we are offering here on Agenda 21 Radio Food for Liberty /Preston Preppers. It's true, Preston Preppers. And if you need survival food, if you need anything to keep your family sustained from a prepping standpoint, you can order from Food for Liberty. Go to our website, foodforliberty.com/Preston Prepper. You can see the icons there, and you can log into it. It's the best way, the most efficient way. I buy it. I have got it stocked up in my house. And I know that in the coming days and weeks, we're going to need all this stuff to stay ahead of the game and to keep our heads on our shoulders. And we're going to be keeping a close tie on what's going on here on this radio show to the events around the world, as we always do. And again, it's the globalists that are at it again. And I would tend to agree with Red Smith, as he was saying in the last hour, that he's saying that this is not a cold, calculated event that's going on here with what's happening with D-Bank and what's happening with China and the IMF wanting to make the Chinese yuan the world reserve currency. This is all happening on Friday. And then, of course, the internet's supposed to be disrupted and taken away from us by October 1st. Whether or not that's going to happen, I don't know. But, gee, don't you love it when a plan comes together? All these things happening at one time, it seems to be a little bit odd to me. But, you know, and again, I am a conspiracy theorist. I absolutely am. But anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and it's a21r.com. And please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. Now, some of you have been calling me. I've been getting phone calls from my listeners, and I really do appreciate it, wanting re-explanations after re-explanations and so on. And I promise, now I did rerun for listeners this morning. I did rerun the scenario. There was a clip that people wanted to hear about that links Bo Bergdahl with Michael Hastings and all this stuff. And we did play that, the Subud cult and Dr. Jason Kistner, that part. I did play that, and it'll be up on our website so that you can go to the podcast and listen to it, and a little bit later on the YouTube as well. So anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. And like I said, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.